We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2010. Simply go to the Promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues, etc. 300. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, etc. The Issues, etc. 300. Washington, D.C. Wendy, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
What's your reaction to the Pew poll on people's opinions regarding abortion?
Well, it reveals an interesting trend. Going back almost 10 years ago, the polls were showing that the majority of Americans believe that abortion is immoral. In fact, there was one, I think it was an L.A. Times poll, that showed that 72% of Americans thought that abortion is immoral. And it seems that now what's catching up is the idea not only is it immoral, but it's thought to be illegal. And the sad thing is that our politicians are kind of behind the times. We see that with votes that are taken just as recently as this week, where in the health care reform bill, when the politicians had an opportunity to reflect the views of Americans, and that is abortion is immoral, and we certainly don't want our taxpayers paying for it, our tax dollars paying for it, that instead they voted down those amendments, and the current bill would shift government dollars to pay for abortions.
What happened there? I mean, this seems so simple, a political move. The Senate, the House, the president all say they want health care reform. It was very clear that pro-life Democrats were saying, look, you specifically exclude abortion in this bill. We'll back it. You don't. We won't. Why didn't they specifically exclude?
Yeah, that is a question that remains to be answered. I sure would love to hear from the leaders in the Senate and the House as to why they are so adamant to go against the representatives of the people in America, as well as the opinion of most Americans. President Obama has acknowledged the fact that most Americans don't like abortion, and in that, when he campaigned, he said that he would work to reduce abortions. Well, even the abortion lobby admits that if the government funds or subsidizes abortions, the number of abortions increase. So if we now, in one form or another, nationalize health care or health care insurance, and that government is then subsidizing abortions, there will be an increase. So it seems as if there are some politicians that are just more beholden to special interest groups like the abortion lobby than they are to their own constituents.
Will this prove the poison pill on health care reform? The threats from pro-life Democrats and their allies on the Republican side to say we'll just stop the entire bill together. What do you think?
It very well could. There are about 40 blue dog Democrats in the House who have said that if the health care reform bill in any way subsidizes or transfer tax dollars or government funding to pay for abortions, then they will not support that bill. And that could be enough to kill any health care reform effort. So it really is baffling to me. And in fact, it makes the whole effort kind of fascinating to watch. It's almost like a soap opera to see what's going to happen next in this whole debate. But it also is really a call for citizens to be ensuring that their representatives are representing their views. It really is a critical time in our nation's history for people to be contacting their representatives and their senators, making sure that they do not support any health care bill that would end up subsidizing abortion.
Before we let you go, Wendy, there's a headline in the local paper here about stay-at-home moms. It appears that the Census Bureau knows more about them than we've known before. What is your reaction to the trend toward more and more moms staying at home? About 30 seconds here.
Yes, it's so encouraging to see that now women are free to stay at home. For so long, they felt pressured to be in the workforce. And now we're finding that the culture may be shifting a bit to allow women to do what their heart desires, and that is to be with their kids, which they realize is their top priority and the most fulfilling of the roles that they will have in life.
Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America, based in Washington, D.C. Wendy, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We'll post a link to Concerned Women for America at our website, Tonight, issuesetc.org. Just click on demand. You'll find that link to Wendy Wright and Concerned Women for America. When we come back, we're going to talk about a discovery. There's no doubt something was discovered here about 10 years ago, and it's now making news. A skeleton of a creature, a primate creature. They're saying it's older than Lucy. It's more complete than Lucy, and it corrects the fossil record that may have been a little wrong on Lucy. They say it's the oldest human ancestor. Dr. John Morris of the Institute for Creation Research will join us after this.